Saturday morning, and it's time to talk to our career expert, Edward King of Alliance Career Training Solutions, also a business management consultant. So if you need some consulting for your business, maybe you want to take a look at how the operation goes. Edward has got a vast experience in managing businesses of all kinds and sizes, and he can help you out with that and give you a new perspective, kind of a fresh look at what you're doing. Good morning, Edward.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Doing pretty well. You know, we had to stop on Tuesday. We were right in the middle of a really interesting story. And it had to do with, I guess, you know, prioritizing what CapEx spending in businesses, right? And you were talking about how you took a position with a company that had 11 branches in Hawaii.
Yeah.
You know, you're there to fix it because basically the company was broken. And you were there to offer your insight and what are the priorities of this company? Where have they gone wrong? And you were telling us the story of how you went into one of the offices, one of the branch locations, and they had this beautiful brand new furniture.
Yeah.
And it's what they call sunk dollar, sunk cost in this furniture in an office that the customers, the public, didn't get to see.
Mm-hmm.
And you were saying it all crystallized at that moment. Here's one of the big problems with this company.
Right. Well, they were spending money on areas that did not produce money. Mm-hmm. And the reality was, told the story about the salesman who bought the Rolls Royce, but it produced a great deal of money. And then on the other hand, we saw money sunk in these very expensive, beautiful desks that produced nothing but an ego response for the director of marketing.
Right.
So you have to be careful where you spend your money, but you also have to be careful where you don't spend your money.
Mm-hmm.
So invest in yourself, build yourself up in the eyes of the customers as well as yourself, but those are productive dollars as opposed to dollars you didn't need to spend at all. And so here is this multi-million dollar company, and the owner, founder, was struggling of why we were not cash rich. We were profitable, but we didn't have cash. So last Saturday, we were talking about financial statements and how important it was to produce them on a regular basis and in a timely fashion.
And Edward, before you get farther into that, I just wanted to add just a little perspective on that whole issue of the presentation of the business. And it reminds me, years and years ago, I had some work done on a car, a mobile auto body detail guy. They actually come out to your house and put some Bondo fill in the car. And, well, the guy shows up, most ramshackle looking.
Yeah.
Dented vehicle. And I thought, oh my God, this guy's supposed to work on my car and he's got dents in his own vehicle.
Yeah.
And I remember my neighbor, an older fella, said to me, you think he'll do a good job? And I said, I don't know. And he says, well, gosh, he doesn't look very prosperous.
Yeah.
and you know, this was an old retired guy and he really just, you know, honed right in on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so not everybody can afford a Rolls Royce, obviously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the important thing is clean and good presentation. So I think it's the same with clothes. Clothing too, especially if you're a salesperson. We know it's like, especially in real estate, a lot of realtors will drive Mercedes, right?
Yeah.
And even if it's an older vehicle, even if you're driving an older vehicle, make sure that the vehicle is clean, that it's washed, that it is detailed, and that you don't have dents on it or broken lights or anything like that.
Because clean on the inside.
Clean on the inside as well, because what's that old saying? You only get a first chance to make a first impression.
Yeah.
And you have to think about how important and impactful first impressions are.
Yeah. And kind of running down that pathway instead of financial statements, but I would also say that it's very important for you to give the tools to your employees. So especially your office staff that are driving the place, you know, your key staff. I don't mean spend $10,000 on the desk. I mean, give them up-to-date computers that are working correctly and quickly. Give them high-speed internet. Give them a meal every once in a while. Yeah. You know, feed the troops.
Uh-huh. You know, I can guarantee you that somebody is more than happy to sit at an old gray metal desk like what the teacher had in school if you give them the newest and fastest computer to do their work.
And a great chair to sit in.
Yeah.
It's very comfortable.
Yeah, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. All right, so financial statements, how important they are and what we learn from them.
Right. So it's interesting about financial statements is you're going to produce them. We've already talked about that. Get them done in a timely fashion and make sure that they're accurate. What's the step two? I mean, so now that you have financial statements, now what? So let me get into this point. Talking to small and slightly bigger businesses, financial statements really are your roadmap to where you want to go. And it's the measuring sticks. It's the milestones. And what I find is people don't know how to utilize financial statements. So let me break it down into three areas. First area, obviously, everybody looks at the profit and loss statement and they say, well, we're profitable or we're not profitable. Myself, when I go in and analyze businesses, I actually go to the balance sheet first. So with the balance balance sheet, you really have to look at trends. So you can't just look at one balance sheet and ignore anything else. You have to look at backwards, comparing previous months or previous years, because you want to see the trend of the business. Is the trend of the business the accounts receivable building but aging, and not that's not good? That means your collections are bad. Is the inventory amount growing to the point where your inventory turn numbers are really getting very, very long-winded? So you've got dead inventory in there and you're not changing with the customer base. These are the kind of things that need to be looked at. And if you have any questions, you can come by. We can talk about it, but you need to review this. Another area, and I don't mean to be disparaging towards CPAs, is if you've got a CPA, and I hope that you do, because they're very important and valuable to your business, try to make sure you're working with a CPA that's actually had real business experiences, not just simply books and taxes. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, there's a great value in that. But the experience with financial statements and being able to interpret them is critical to your business. Now, what's the third leg of this stool? The third leg of it is cash flow. So people don't actually sit down and recognize that these three portions of what the financial statement does is all critical, and they all need to work together. I've seen businesses that have profit but are very unhealthy because they're not managing their receivables or their inventory, which sucks up a lot of cash. I see people that are profitable and think they're doing well, but they're always struggling with cash, and you can't survive long term with a cash flow issue. So that needs to be addressed. And I in my accounting and in my business classes, I always say this: cash is king. Mm-hmm. And the reality is cash gives you flexibility. It gives you the ability to move when you have an opportunity. And it also will keep you from trouble. If you have some red flags in your business, and I've mentioned them before, I'll mention them again. If you're behind on your payroll taxes, then you're in trouble. If you're underpaying or not paying your sales tax, huge problem. Do not mess with the government on that side. Make sure you're covering your expenses that are very, very critical before you start expanding, before you start investing in new computers and things like that. Do not get yourself digging a deeper hole.
You know, when you talk about inventory control and inventory cost, it reminds me of something that I actually benefited from a few months ago. And I think I've mentioned a couple of times to you that I'm restoring an older car.
Right.
And it has an AC system in it. I needed a brand new AC compressor for it. Now, this is a 53-year-old car. It's an old under-the-dash AC system. The compressor was bad. I had to find a new one. Looking online, I could find one for about $350. Well, I got lucky and I found a brand new one for $70.
Wow.
On Amazon. I've got it. It works fine. Mm-hmm. It's perfect. The only reason I can figure that I was able to get this for $70 was the company that sells these. How many of these compressors are you going to sell for 1964, 65 cars in a year? Maybe one or two?
Yeah.
The opportunity cost of that compressor sitting on the shelf, taking up valuable inventory space when maybe they could have a compressor sitting there for a 10-year-old car that they're going to sell one every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So there's an opportunity cost for that business in that inventory, and somebody made the correct decision.
Cash it out.
Cash it out.
Yeah.
You know, even if we take a loss on it, get rid of it because it is costing us money sitting there.
Yeah, and we call that inventory turn in our business, right? Now, it's interesting analyzing. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that I benefited from that, but sometimes you have to be willing to take a loss up front because of the gain that you're going to get down the road.
Right. Cash is king, right? Gives you the opportunity. Another analysis point for like restaurants is, you know, I went into a restaurant that was doing that. Been there a long time, and they were really proud of their brown rice that they served, and they piled it up on every plate that they put out at dinner and lunchtime, and they had never taken into account the cost of producing a plate of food. So I actually had the owners and the chief cook guy sit down and analyze the exact dollar cost for each and every plate, and they realized that they were doing a lot of plates but losing a little money on every plate. So they made that change. So, anyway,
excellent.
How are we doing for time today?
You know what? We are coming down to the last minute or two here. What would you like to add?
Well, I just want to add the fact that we're going to revisit this because we haven't talked about the different ratios and tools. tools that we've got in our financial. But I will say this, every owner and every major manager, you need to go on and aspire towards lifelong learning. You cannot stop. I suggest that you read Tom Peters' book, In Search of Excellence, if you haven't read it. And if you read it 40, 30 years ago, read it again, because you really need to keep your brain healthy and in a business mindset.
All right, Edward King of Alliance Career Training Solutions, he's been our guest. We will talk about these different ratios, really get into the nuts and bolts on next Saturday's program.
Yeah.
Edward, if folks want to get in touch with you, whether it is the Salinas School or the Santa Cruz campus, what do we do?
Well, you give us a call at 831-717-7059 if you like, or 755-8200. Go online and visit our website at alliancetrains.com and come by and visit our school.
Thank you, Edward.
Thanks, Mark.